Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Subcommittee on Human Services. It's Monday, August 11th, 2003. We're opening the work session on House Bill 2288. You have seen this bill before. We had public testimony on it, what, about a week or so ago?
Two months ago.
Was it 2 months? Oh, my goodness. Gee, 2 months ago.
I thought it was longer than 2 weeks.
And
things are going.
Mr. Britton, will you bring us up to date?
Sure, Madam Chair. Members, we're considering House Bill 2288, the Dash 3 amendment. This amendment has no fiscal impact, but it requires the Department of Human Services to adopt by rule a method that would allow for the determination of an annual budget for Type B area agencies for planning and administering programs for elderly persons and persons with disabilities. And it would, the department would have to determine annual budget levels for planning and administering using this methodology adopted by rule, and would have to consider, though at that budget level, when making recommendations to the governor on the level of funding for Type B area agencies each biennium. And this would be made a part of ORS 410-040 to 410-320.
I also note that you have in front of you a letter from Aaron Kelly Seals, as well as Gary Weeks, Director of State Government Operations, in support of House Bill 2288. And I'll open it now for questions.
Well, quickly, Madam Chair.
Representative Bates.
When was this going into effect, and what's the expected cost? I mean, this is something we need to do, obviously, this parity has to be reached. When do we expect the rules to be adopted and changes to be made?
Madam Chair and members, the rules would have to be adopted for this biennium beginning, well, after July 1st, 2003, and it would have effect on all subsequent biennia.
And
there is no cost to this particular amendment at all. It does not provide funding or require funding. It simply requires that a method be developed and that method be considered when making budget recommendations to the governor.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of the, as you will recall, Representative Bates in last session, and I think I've heard this issue
year after year,
that there is no methodology to do the comparison, and it is an issue that has been raised by the AAAs and others over this extended period of time. So this is a legislation to allow them to get at a method, and I want to thank the Department of Administrative Services and Mr. Tafe for working on this with the AAAs to move this forward. It's been, I think, long overdue.
Madam Chair.
Senator Carter.
Move the Dash 3 amendments.
Senator Carter moves the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2288. Is there any objection? Hearing none.
Madam Chair.
Senator Carter.
Move House Bill 2288 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Carter moves House Bill 2288 as amended to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections?
Carriers, Madam Chair.
Okay.
And in the House.
In the House. Okay.
Okay.
With that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.